Democrats that we had as of the inauguration day and as of the election of 2020. But what has happened is those at the bottom is dropping out among independents, and it's across the board. Take a look at this. This is the Real Clear Politics average for Biden's approval. On the economy, 42 approve, 52 disapprove. Foreign policy, 39 approve, 54 disapprove. Immigration, 32 approve, 59 disapprove. The only major issue on which he has a positive number is COVID, but that's 49 to 45. That ain't a great margin for a guy who's the president of the United States. And if you wrap it all up and have to look at only one number, think about this. America is on the right track, 32%. On the wrong track, 61%. This is why the president has headwinds among independents, and it's why Terry McAuliffe is in difficulty, because this is washing all over him.
There you go, Karl Rove, the brain. I'll just tell you, I think independents are going to dictate what happens in the midterms, and that's why preaching to the choir is good, but you got to reach out to independents, and you got to explain to them what you're going to do. You know, what the goal is, what the mission statement is, and how you are going to get there. And that's something we need to do as a party, as conservatives. All of us need to do that. Stay where you are. More to do. We'll be checking in with Victoria Seaman. Her re-election bid is underway. We'll talk to her about her future politically and a whole lot more on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A Russian analyst who provided information for a dossier used during the Trump-Russia investigation has been charged with lying to the FBI.
The case was brought as part of Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into the origins of the FBI's probe of ties between Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and Russia. A grand jury indictment issued in federal court in Virginia charges Igor Danchenko with five counts of false statements to the FBI about his sources of information. Danchenko functioned as a source for Christopher Steele, a former British spy paid by Democrats to examine Trump's Russia ties. Steele's dossier was used by federal authorities as they sought surveillance warrants targeting a former Trump campaign aide. However, it had no role in launching the investigation led by special counsel Robert Mueller. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, OPEC and allied oil-producing countries have decided to stick with their plan for cautious monthly increases in oil production, even as prices surge. The alliance rebuffed pressure from President Biden to pump significantly more oil and lower gasoline prices for U.S. drivers. The U.S. trade deficit reaching an all-time high.
The trade deficit was just under $81 billion in September, the highest it has ever been. The previous high was $73 billion in June. The deficit is the gap between what the U.S. exports to the rest of the world and the imports it purchases from other countries. The Commerce Department says exports dropped 3% in September, while imports increased 0.6%. Part of the export decline was due to a nearly 16% drop in petroleum exports related to drilling rig and oil refinery shutdowns during Hurricane Ida in the Gulf of Mexico. Mike Kemp in Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Third-generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde built DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroVerde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas.
Former Las Vegas Raiders player Henry Ruggs is back home after posting bond in connection with that fiery crash which killed 23-year-old Tina Tenter. Justice of the Peace Joe Bonaventure ordered Ruggs held on $150,000 bail and the highest level of electronic monitoring. He was allegedly driving his 2020 Corvette at 156 miles per hour just before that vehicle rear-ended Tenter's Toyota RAV4, causing the SUV to burst into flames. Tenter was trapped inside her car and died at the scene. Ruggs is facing DUI resulting in death charges and reckless driving. He could get upwards to 20 years on the DUI charge and 6 years on the reckless driving charge. MGM Resorts is looking to unload the Mirage. Company CEO Bill Hornbuckle says they're in the early stages of selling the property, but did not mention any potential buyers or the asking price of the Las Vegas Strip property. Originally built by Steve Wynn, the Mirage opened in November 1989 and ushered in the mega resort era here on the Strip. MGM bought the resort in 2000. They own 10 resorts on the Strip.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Quick check of the traffic cams. You're averaging about 40 miles per hour as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, southbound at Oki, north at Sahara. Those lane restrictions to continue to slow things down. 515 eastbound at Main Street.
And in addition to that, In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It's noon till 3. Don't forget Wayne Allyn Root coming up just after 3 o'clock. Joining us now, I love seeing her out and about. I saw her out over the weekend, and good to have her on the show. Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman. She just kicked off her campaign for re-election. She joins us. Victoria, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I am just absolutely wonderful. I know you're driving back. You're driving back to your office even as we speak. But
no, I'm actually in my office. I was very close, but I just made it. But first, before we get started, I want to congratulate you on your Hall of Fame award.
For those of you who don't know, I was inducted on Saturday night at the Four Seasons into the Nevada Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame, and it's the biggest trophy I've ever won. I mean, it's huge. It's got to be 20 pounds of granite. And
How exciting for you. You deserve it.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I want to talk about you, though. I want to kick off your campaign for re-election. I know, just in talking to you on air, off air, it doesn't matter, you love your job. You know, people say, well, are you going to run for something higher, maybe one of the statewide offices? And you've told me repeatedly you just love your job.
That's right. I'm not going anywhere. I love being in local government. It's where the rubber meets the road, and you can be in touch with your constituents on a daily basis. I love it.
I want to ask you, because a lot of people have been talking about what happened Tuesday in New Jersey, in Virginia, in Minnesota, all kinds of places around the country where people have done a 180 on so many of these issues, whether it's defunding the police or whatever it might be, and that people are angry in a sense. Do you get that sense from the constituents you talk to in Ward 2 on a regular basis that there is some unrest out there?
Absolutely. But the main thing is they know that they have people in the city council that would never let any of that defunding of the police or any of that nonsense happen here in Las Vegas. I mean, we know what's become of those cities that has defunded the police, like you say. And that's why there's been a 180, because it doesn't work. What happens is, the only thing between you and the bad guy is law enforcement. And when you start, you know, you don't respect law enforcement and you don't want law enforcement, then you have what you have. You have chaos in a lot of these cities.
I want to ask you about something that's going on in Ward 2 that I think is absolutely phenomenal, and it's a major feather in your cap. You acquired funds for a new regional aquatic center. I know you've been very much behind local swimmers, and this new aquatic center is going to be great for them.
Absolutely, and we're hoping it's going to be a regional aquatic center. We're hoping the county will come in and be a part of this, because right now, it's a city project. I did acquire SNPLA money, and the Sandpipers are pitching in. And this is going to be the greatest thing for our city because of how popular the swimming is with these tournaments. And four of our Sandpipers went to the Olympics in Tokyo with what we have now, and we have a shortage of pools. So you can only imagine when we get this aquatic center right here in Ward 2, what's going to happen next?
Again, Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, joining us. She kicked off her campaign for re-election. Is it different running for re-election than it is running for election? I mean, are the dynamics any different when you have a track record?
Yes, I have a record to run on. It isn't, you know, I'm going to do A, B, or C, or D. It's like, this is what we're doing, this is what we've done, this is where we're going. And I think the people in Ward 2 know that my staff and I, you know, we're so up to date on what's going on in the ward. We answer all the constituent concerns. We know what we need. We have really worked hard to make Las Vegas a very safe place to live. Public safety is number one, and that's what we're doing. And I think they know that. And so we're really proud of the work that we've done in this office in Ward 2. My staff is amazing. They care about the ward and the city as much as I do. And really, that's what it takes. It takes leadership to find the right people that really care.
I want to ask you about vaccines, because the government just got approval in the last 24 hours for 5 to 11-year-olds to be vaccinated. There's 28 million of them out there. And I want to ask you, because if they've got the vaccine, eventually we'll end up with a vaccine mandate. Tell me where you are on vaccine mandates, and where is the city of Las Vegas?
I certainly hope we won't have a vaccine mandate, because really this is between the parents. It's the parents who are know their children. They know their medical issues. It's between them and their doctor. The government needs to step aside and get out of the way of parents. We've seen that that's what happened in Virginia with parents between their children and their education. Clearly, the country does not want to have the government telling them what they can and cannot do when it comes to education and mandating their children for vaccines.
If you had a child 5 through 11, would you be getting them vaccinated?
You know what? Probably not, but I would definitely have to get their doctor's, get their doctor's opinion, because I wouldn't know what that child, their medical issues are. So that's, but, you know, if it was a normal, healthy child, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And what is the option that's out there if there it does end up being a CCSD mandate in some way that we end up saying, hey, I'm sorry, you can't come to school if you're not vaccinated?
And this is exactly why folks out there need to look at the people they're going to be electing in the state, because when I was in the state legislature, we tried to get opportunity scholarships passed so that parents could have a choice of where their children get educated. And if, you know, and I believe that if the schools start mandating that, you're going to see a mass exodus from public schools into private schools. I don't think the government has any business telling parents what they need to do with their children. Once again, that's between the parent, the child, and the doctor.
Let me just ask you, though, as far as the vaccine, there seems to be this anti-science wave that's out there among people. I mean, I've got friends, I'm sure you've got friends, that simply do not believe the science. They don't believe Dr. Fauci. What's going on there?
Well, you know, people have different opinions about it. For me, I just don't think it's been around long enough. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I have had COVID like you, Kevin, and I just don't think that vaccination is for everybody. And so the science is continually changing. So until the science stops changing, I think for me, I would like to say vaccine should never be mandated at this time for any COVID shot.
And as long as we're talking about the science and medical stuff, you've got the groundbreaking of a new medical center. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, Kevin, I'm so excited about this. It's something we really need. We've had this bare land on Alta and Hualapai, and we just had a great group come in, Dr. Cravati, and we broke ground on a beautiful medical center coming in, which is really good to have in our area. We really need that. in the heart of Summerlin. So I'm pretty excited about it. Great groundbreaking, great group of people that are coming in. And I think the constituents of Ward 2 will be really excited about that.
The one thing I love about the way you conduct business in Ward 2 is that you folks have a lot of fun. You do a lot of events, your Saturday events, your small business events. I love it that you do this. Can you talk about just a couple of them that you do?
Well, let me just tell you, I have rock climbed, I have danced, I have sang, I have done art, there are so many amazing businesses in Ward 2, and I am having a blast. First of all, because I had no idea all the great businesses we had in Ward 2. The second thing I'm really impressed about these young people that are starting businesses, it's during just post-COVID pandemic, they're investing into Ward 2 and taking a chance and bringing their vision to fruition, and I can't be more excited, and I am so happy to go out and promote them because people need to know about all the exciting businesses we have in Ward 2.
Tell me what you do on Saturday mornings then.
Small Business Saturday. Actually, we do film them in advance because it's become so popular that we film them in advance and each one comes out every Saturday morning. So every Saturday morning, you can go on to my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Victoria D. Seaman, even my LinkedIn, Victoria Seaman, and you will see our Small Business Saturday, and it's going to feature one of the businesses in Ward 2, and a pretty exciting little 2 to 3 minute clip on what that business does. And like I said, this Saturday you'll see me dancing. So, pretty exciting.
I got to check that one out to see you dancing. Hey, Victoria, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. If there's ever anything you need in Ward 2, you let me know, okay?
Whatever you need, you let us know.
There you go. I appreciate it. Victoria, thank you so much for getting to your office, and we will talk again soon.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, just kicking off her campaign for re-election. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. It's not nice, but I told you so. In February, I was saying that abundant, reliable, inexpensive energy was a cornerstone of the booming pre-COVID Trump economy, and that the Biden administration attack on the oil and gas industry would inevitably result in bringing that economic boom to a screeching halt. Reduced supply of anything always results in higher prices, but higher energy costs move through the economy like a tidal wave, causing price increases in everything, beginning with the price of gasoline for your car and gradually affecting even the price of groceries. Tractors burn fuel to raise crops. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business. It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number two, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Ever wonder what gives me a winning edge? A quick pit stop to check your tires can go a long way, whether you're driving on the track or just on the road. Properly maintained tires handle better in all weather conditions and provide you with the safe stopping power. Do a safety check on your tread depth at home or go online and book a tire inspection appointment.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the promises we make, and we kind of reinforce it now that we're in our new time period of noon to 3, is our phone lines are always available to you. So even if we're into a guest or something like that, when we have time, we always want to make sure you know that your calls are welcome. 844, the number 2, Nevada. If you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with John. John, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, long-time caller, love your show. I wanted to see if, did you hear anything about this Victoria Seaman case with Piccoli Ranch where she was riding her bike and fell down on a puddle? But then later on, there's another lawsuit with Las Vegas Paving, Superior Traffic, and Tab Contractors, where the exact same injuries were displayed, or anything about her two DUIs in San Bernardino and Victorville?
John, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. No, I don't keep track of that kind of stuff. Thank you for the call, though. I appreciate it. Victoria is a friend, and I think she's been a good public servant. I really honestly do. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. And I want you to hear from Glenn Youngkin, because this was so cool what he did on Tuesday night and over the course of the last 2 or 3 months, turning a 16-point deficit into a win in that governor's race. This is Glenn Youngkin on making a different type of campaign. Here it is.
Why do you think you pulled off what I think anyone would agree was an amazing feat last night?
Well, Tucker, first of all, thank you for having me back. And this campaign stopped being a campaign a while ago, and it became a movement. And yes, it all started in Loudoun County many, many, many months ago, but parents across Virginia started to recognize that they really did need to have a important, decisive role in their children's education. And when they heard Terry McAuliffe say exactly what you just played, that parents don't have a role in their kids' education, he wants to put government between parents and their children, this ceased to be a campaign and it started to be a movement led by parents. And while the kitchen table issues that are so important to all Virginians, low taxes and safe communities and great jobs, continued to be very much front and center, education really did become the top issue in this election.
But you took it at one point, I thought I was really struck by this. You took it to a spiritual level, which I don't know if what your advisors thought of this, but you said flat out, we are all equal in the eyes of God. That's the root of our equality. We're judged equally by God because we're created by God. What, and bless you for saying that because it's true. What did your advisors think when you said that?
Well, Tucker, I don't run everything by my advisors. It's what I believe. And it's one of the reasons why I got into this race is because I think there's a moment where we need to speak the truth. And at this time, I think so many people are trying to divide.